Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Oh, you sound happy.
I am. I'm very happy. Guess what's happened?
Have you won the lottery?
No.
You haven't met?
No, I haven't.
Okay. A pay rise then. Is that it?
No.
Oh, come on then. Tell me. What's the good news?
I've won a holiday. It's a cruise for 2 nights to Belgium.
Wow. That's amazing. How on earth did you win that?
It was on one of those holiday sites where you have to write which holiday you'd like to go on and why. So I filled it in, saying all the wonderful things about Belgium. But it was ages ago. I never, ever thought I'd win.
Gosh, that's brilliant. You are so clever. So when do you go?
The boat leaves Southampton on the 11th of August and we call in at Bruges and then return home. I am so excited. I just can't believe I won.
That really is amazing. You'll have to buy new clothes, you know, so you look posh for dinner.
Remember, I'm only going for 2 nights.
That doesn't matter. You've still got to look posh.
Well, there is one more thing. The holiday is for 2 people. And I want you to come with me.
Me?
Yeah, it will be great fun. Oh, you will come, won't you? You can't say no to a cruise.
Sarah, are you sure? You don't want to ask anyone else, do you?
No, definitely not. I want us two to go on holiday together. We will have such a laugh.
Oh, gosh, I don't know what to say. Thank you. Huge, huge thank you. And yes, I'd love to come.
Well, make sure you book those days off from work. I'm going to book mine off on Monday.
OK, I'll do the same. It is for real, isn't it? Have you actually got the tickets and everything?
Yeah, I've got the tickets and all the details. I'll show you later.
Aren't we lucky? Yeah, I'd say. Okay, I'll let work know straight away. Oh, talking of work, I heard our assistant manager is leaving.
Oh, so would you apply?
I don't know.
Oh, I think you should. You'd be great at that job.
I don't know if I would.
Of course you would. You're good with people. You can make decisions. And you make great coffee.
Well, I suppose the making coffee bit is right.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You must try. I think you'd stand a really good chance of getting it.
Trouble is, there is a member of staff who we think will be applying, and she's really friendly with the manager.
So? No, it's who can do the best job.
Dunno. There's also Mike. Now, he would be good.
Look, you've got to try. You don't want to end up wishing you had.
Yeah, that's a good point. And of course, the extra money would be helpful.
Oh, of course. You'd get a pay rise, wouldn't you?
Yeah, for a management post, I definitely would.
Would it be a lot?
I don't know. I'll find out how much the wage is when the advert comes out.
Well, if you get more money, you won't want a lodger, will you? What will happen to me?
Nothing will happen to you. Things here aren't going to change.
Well, you say that now.
Look, Sarah, I don't even know if I'll apply or not. It would be a lot more responsibility, and I don't know if I need that.
Well, no, you don't want all the worry. And you've always said that you were happy just the way things are.
True, but then I don't want to think afterwards that I should have at least tried for the job.
Don't know. It sounds like one of the other two will get it anyway. Also, it would be embarrassing for you if you don't get it. And if you did get it, just think of all the worry. Locking up, checking the money, staffing problems. No, that's not for you. On second thoughts, I wouldn't bother. You don't need the aggro, Penny. Take my advice. Don't apply. That job's not right for you.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.